The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau calculates the state's structural deficit primarily by looking at what the state is already committed to spending over the next 2 years. It's a measure of how the state's checkbook balance would look based on factors the state can control. It assumes revenue will stay the same and does not make assumptions about economic growth or decline. Based on that measure, the Fiscal Bureau says the next governor and legislature would face a nearly $1.8 billion deficit right out of the gate for the next two-year budget. Democratic State Senator Jennifer Schilling of La Crosse, who asked for the Fiscal Bureau memo, says it's a problem Governor Walker would have to fix, and he should be forthright about how he's going to do it.
We don't want another February surprise to the taxpayers of this state, and I think the governor should be truthful and forthcoming about how his administration would tackle these numbers.
The last time the Fiscal Bureau released this number, it was about $640 million. It grew because current revenues are coming in slower than expected. The current budget is also projected to finish in the red. Governor Walker said he expects those revenues will pick up. He brushed off criticism from Democrats.
These are the people that gave us a $3.6 billion budget deficit. I mean, this is selective amnesia on their part. The bottom line is we inherited something much, much greater than what we're talking about now.
The structural deficit was larger when Walker took office, and larger yet in 2003. But those shortfalls were driven by recessions, whereas this deficit has taken shape at a time when the economy was growing. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.